I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, we are back coming to you live from BKFC 412 press conference.
19.
Minus. Unprofessional over here puts the mic on and stuff after we're on. But since he's a fighter, you know, we got to be okay. You know,
questions, Randy. When was the last time you weighed 125 pounds?
Birth. Birth. Abby, what's up, dude? All right, first and foremost, I've been promoting this fight. I've been pushing this fight. I know that there's a lot of bad blood between you and Gian. And remember, this is FCC, so we have to watch wording. But what is it? What is the deal? Gian's from, you know, Def War over in Tampa. You're from up the street up in Newport Richey. Where does this stem from?
I'm really sure. I'm telling you right now, I don't even know where this beef came from. They wanted to fight him when I was MMA pro. You know, he didn't want to get ego, you know, think that he's better than me. You know, look what happened, right where I am, you know, and I'm facing him right now, and it's gonna happen, you know. He's in my world, and he doesn't know what he's coming into. He doesn't. He just thinks he's gonna be like an MMA fighter. Like, no, right.
How long did it take, you know, to get accustomed to it? You're right, Gian's come, you know, and you're both from the MMA world, because that's been here obviously a lot longer than, you know, bare knuckle. You know, this is Gian's first attempt. Does it take a fight or two or three, or, you know, to get used to? You know, let's be honest, getting punched with no glove is different.
Definitely. Me and when I first started, I tell you right now, I was not going. I was going with the guy. My first fight with Sean West, and thank God I was, you know, fighting a guy that didn't know how to bare knuckle too. So I was like, okay, pretty much don't know what to do. Get the hit, and gets the win. But at the same time, yes, you do have to have a couple fights where you actually feel how it is, and see if you want to be in. Like me, I'm already in my seventh fight. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm supposed to do. Take it.
All right, so probably the stupidest question I could ever ask, and I've literally waited to ask a question like this to somebody that I know, you know, because somebody's going to look at me like, you know, hey, moron. When you get punched, and even more so in bare knuckle, you know, I know it hurts, but do you feel it, or is it just adrenaline? Is it, you know...
Kind of even it, you know, like you're in the zone and everything, and you get caught, you don't feel it because of the blood. And then anything can happen, though. Like I said, you could redo a fight. You're like me, when I got knocked on like that, I tell you right now, I was fighting, we were all going at it and everything, and then when I was backing up to the cage, I felt it. I felt like, oh crap, I'm dizzy, I'm still wanting to keep going. That's my mode. I wanted to keep going, wanted to be that warrior. I got caught.
Right.
Yeah. But just saying, like, you get caught in that spot, and then they get you, and they see that you're kind of like dazed, you know, and catch you again.
And then it's over, right? So Marcus Jones, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, former number one draft pick, you know, went into the MMA world, went into the UFC. And I remember talking to him because we were and still are very good friends. I'm trying to get him to come out on Friday, but he's still COVID cautious. So, you know, he made a comment to me once where I said, so, and I'm going to ask you the same thing. You know, what are you thinking when you're walking? And, you know, what's going through your mind? And he said he's up on this ramp and he's thinking, what the hell am I doing? You know, why am I doing it? He wanted to do it, but... What's going through your mind? You know, you're walking down that ramp. You're starting to get into the ring. Are you trying to stay, you know, focused and not be focused, if that makes sense? Or what's going through there?
Pretty much like you're walking on that stage. Pretty much just want to feel alive, you know? Like,
oh, hold on. I can feel alive without getting in a fist fight.
But you got to understand, like, as a fighter, when you're about to go in the cage, you're about to punch somebody in the face, you got to feel like you're you know? And you're on that stage, you have to walk back to that stage, and then, like, you got to understand that you're about to go to war with somebody. It's just a lot of things go through your head. You got to think about your family. You got a lot of things going through on your head, and it's just a lot of things. But when you're in that ring or step in that cage, you got to shut it out.
So we know fighters have different motivations for what amps them up to perform at the highest level. Mm-hmm. For you, is it your family? Is it the respect for the martial art? Is it the hatred for your opponent? Is it for the paycheck and the money? Yeah, what's the biggest indicator, biggest motivator?
My motivation is my passion. This is pretty much my passion to do. I wanted to do this in my career. I literally quit my job to do this.
Really?
Yes, I literally did. I took a freaking time off. I took a year off, man. Just pretty much trying to think where I'm going to be ending up. Like you said, some people, don't end up doing this for whatever. I was at that point, my life, when I had my kid Milo and everything else. It's like, do I really want to do this? It's like, but at the same time, I had, you got family, you got your kids, you want to let them down. You got people that, been around for so long that, that they had your back. You don't know where you're sure for it. You got to know who the people are.
Sure.
Right there, I just gotta, do what's best for me. Good, bad, make some moves that, that people don't do. If you want to follow the dreams, I go for it. I'm not gonna I got nothing else to do. I got, I already my market.
You mentioned that you left your job and this is, full time. Is there enough money in Bare Knuckle right now to be able to do that? Is that all sponsorship wise? Is that, payment wise, or is you're betting on yourself to build up to something that it can, take care of
myself? Because I know I believe in
myself. Right.
I believe myself. Yeah, Bare Knuckle does help. Some of the bills helps you, last for a couple months. It's not bad, but, you gotta keep fighting, though. If you want to keep full-time fighting, you gotta keep fighting. And that's how it is, you gotta keep moving and trying to take less punishment. That's one thing about this, you gotta take less punishment. You can't keep on falling.
I do have to say that. I really have that perspective.
All right, so I have to ask you this. So you left your job, you just said that. You're betting on yourself. You try to do things to better your career, yet you get involved with Matt McClellan. So instead of taking a step forward, you took two steps back.
Matt's my boy, man. I tell you,
it's the Q7. The Q7.
He's been helping me out. He's been, there for me. He's been traveling. I honestly thank you for that. I can see the difference. Next fight, I'm gonna get it.
Oh yeah,
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just getting started.
Exactly. Wow, so somebody does give you credit for something. Hey, we're going to the top.
Like I said, we're all here together, and pretty much you gotta end up top.
Absolutely, I stay at the top. But talk about your weight cut. It's 125. How was the weight cut? How do you feel going into the weigh-ins?
I feel great, man. I feel ready. I'm pretty much got 5 to 10 pounds to do.
He said stuff. I came up with a better way to drop weight. Seriously. No. This is the absolute best way to drop weight. Raise your goals. Right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I'm going to shoot for 240. I think I should be all right. I'm nowhere near it, so that gives me enough time to hit some buffet and do my stuff.
Good thing you can still fight Joe Beltran for the heavyweight championship. Yeah. Until the weight cut off.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. There's just something about Joey, and to be honest, he is insane. And look at the glow around him right now. I don't know if he got married this morning.
Yeah, congratulations.
And he's always been a cool, down-to-earth, approachable. I've known Joey since the UFC. And he's always been a good dude, but just something, he did the show in Fort Lauderdale, and it was the same Joey Beltran. But when he sat down just now, it looked different. It looked like he's happy. Like there's a weight is off his shoulders. And I know it's hard to explain, and I don't believe in all this weird, karma and clouds and all that stuff, but he definitely does look a little different.
He shaved.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I knew there was something.
There we go. Forget the magical clouds.
I didn't necessarily get, that it was the beard. So what's a typical training day, other than the Q7 that you do with Matt?
He had a new gym up in Seminole, 24/7. Then I hit up ATT, make it top of the route, pretty much just get myself mixed. And also, I have a boxing gym up in Shaquille in Brooksville. So, pretty much, I'm here just cross training around, getting myself as much body as I can, and get as much strength as I can.
And you do the burn boot camps.
Yes, the burn boot
camps. Big time. Like you're heavy in the burn. Talk about the burn. What is it?
Pretty much burn is fitness lady.
What about others? I'm just saying. You know, now there's others. There's male, there's female, and others. So
Abby, you didn't know this, but Randy is the heavyweight buffet champion of the world.
I am.
He is the president of the Buffet Hall of Fame. And so we're looking for places that could qualify for new inductions of.
I miss Biloxi. I'll tell you what. I know I went with you guys, but you know, I found a different buffet that's steak and lobster. And I think I did about 42 lobsters.
I'm going to hit a buffet after this weigh-in.
All right, so I was going to bring it up, but now, you know, King Ralph walked by.
King Ralph.
So let me ask you this. Bare knuckle, what does an MMA gym, what is ATT, what do they bring? How are they helping you in getting ready for this fight?
Body.
Ralph has a body. He's willing to tell you that.
But he got there pretty much. I point to ATT because got all the people, got all the bodies, and like training partners, coaches, everything you need us, you know, to get ready for MMA. Very helpful. Like, you know, coaches, you know, don't have. I've been with them almost the time.
How important is it, you know, and obviously it's important to have the right people around, but, you know, we know Ralph, and I'm not trying to say this because he's sitting here, but, you know, Mamou and Ralph and all those guys over there, you know, how important is it to have the right people, not just the guys who can teach you what to do, but, you know, the mental portion just as well as the physical portion?
Yeah, man, I've been with freaking Ralph for 15 years, you know, my MMA career.
Thank you for saying freaking.
Yeah, freaking.
I appreciate that.
Career, because you know, since you know, I've been with him and been with Ross, with Coach Pia, that's pretty much the two guys that I'm more comfortable with. I don't know. I'm more comfortable.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about Mamou, or he'll show up and jump on the mic and
he'll come up and body slam
Mamou, though.
You know, honestly. I don't want to say my favorite, but one of my favorite things about judging for Ralph is I always run into Mamou, and we always go to eat before the show. And he takes me to these weirdest things that's like right next door in a bowl of something. I don't know what it was, but you know, I definitely love that dude. So talk about what a typical day of training is.
I go to bed, my wife, me and her just pretty much train together. And then later in the day, I go with Ralph. I train, you know, MMA and stand up, you know, just get my boots on, get my hands, you know. And then I, you know, and then Thursdays I go with Ralph. I go to PA. You can kick my ass apart.
And my third platform showdown about DK
around, all around. I can tell you that I go to Shaquille's boxing once a week, twice a week. And, you know, I'm pretty much almost in his gym most of the time because that's, you know, that's where I know I can get my work.
All right, so you made the comment that there's really not bad blood between you and Gian. You know, and again, I'm not saying that there's not, but when Viet walked by, he's like the devil, not Viet. I'm saying that's what he said about Gian. So how do you keep it so nonchalant and block it out? And how will you be able to do that with Viet there, you know, kill the guy, yet, you know, you need to kind of keep an even keel? Or that's Ralph's portion. Ship. You said ship.
Ship.
You're looking at the ship on my computer.
I'm not that kind of guy that always, you know, talk. But I'll do some of the talking here and there. But with this is the only thing is black blood. He made it at bad blood. I never said nothing about it. But we were supposed to fight 2 years ago. Fair enough. He won the tryout, and then they wanted to face. And I was like, all right, let's go. So then happened a week, 2 weeks before the fight. He hurt his hand. I was like, my mind. I was like, oh crap. You know, it's like, where, you know, how'd you hurt your hand?
MMA flu.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. A lot of.
So, man, you know, pretty much everybody thought he chickened out, backed out. Pretty much he's not going to get at me. And, like, UFC probably wants to fight me. Fair enough. Come on. You know, you step up. So, I guess, you know, he went and wanted to do it again. So, I'm like, all right, let's go, man. But I'll tell you right now, he's not the same guy he thought I was. So, you know, my mind is so different from, like, you know, from last year, from the past. And I learned a lot, you know. So, he's going to feel it.
So Saturday, I know you did the mud run. You know, are you competitive in everything you do in your life, or is it just in the fighting world? Like,
okay. No, like, and everything. I did a mud run last week, and I got 12th out of 54 people, and I got second in my cage. And it was not bad. I got 29 minutes. Yeah. That's how you get that drive. That's how you get better. And you know.
You crack the top 10, you can join Randy's team, and we'll do the next mud run.
What's this? We're
French.
We're
French.
I don't want you on my team. I want you to put a team together.
We only want winners on my team. Like, you got to be top 10 or above.
No, I only want people that are 13th. I want to do 13th. Why don't you mention the sponsors? You know, with you leaving, your work side, you know, sponsors are what help, you know, pay the bills, not just the check that you're going to get, you know, on Saturday. You know, talk about the sponsors and what they do for you. All right, let me just jump in real quick. You know, I don't want to knock all of your sponsors, but tell me about the cheesecake, the Philly cheesecake.
Yeah.
You know, that's the guy I want to know.
Richie Cheesecake, man. He's a great guy. There,
I don't care what kind of guy he is. Tell me about the cheesesteak.
No, cheesesteak's amazing. I'll tell you that. You know, I haven't had it yet, but I've seen popular comments, everybody saying that it's amazing. So after the fight, I'm going to see the guy tomorrow.
Yes. You know I'm from Philly, right? You know, so yeah, I want to find a good cheesesteak place.
Yeah,
but go ahead, tell everybody else the other sponsors.
I have Rich Cheesecakes. I have Top Gun as a kitchen and mod and bathroom modeling. I have Burn Boot Camp that I just train over there. I train over there all the time. I have Todd. I got Bayside Irrigation. Pretty much in down south, and one of my coach's friends that helped me support. One more thinking in my head.
Do make them up. It's yeah, okay. Yeah. You know who
Knockout did Radio. Thanks for the support.
I think it
was ATT.
There you go.
ATT is one of the best teams out there. I tell you that.
He said one of.
Wow.
What's up with one of?
We gotta keep it.
No, and also I'll say Dino Plumbing. There you go. Dino's Plumbing is pretty much a lot of our local area, small town, Spring Hill, and we pretty much just support each other. We're all supporting the night.
When will the weight of a fight? I'm not saying you're nervous. I'm not saying any of that stuff. But when is the weight of the fight off? Is it once you make weight? Once you show up at the arena, once you make the walk, once you look at your opponent laying down? Yeah, just everything, just the mental, there's got to be nerves. I'm not saying you're nervous, but there's just got to be anxiety and, whatever.
I just want to get this weight off. I just want to get this weight and eat. That's one of the things, that's one of my things. But at the same time, I'm calm. I'm ready. I'm not really,
Do you know how to stand on a scale on your toes?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay. All right. Or how to hold a towel. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Or to balance one leg off.
Yeah, balance one leg.
No, I just
I'm excited about it.
I'm excited.
The Tampa ties. I still don't think it's going to be the biggest fight in Tampa Bay because I don't know if you've heard the news. But somehow I got roped in. I don't even know if you know this, Ralph, but there is going to be the biggest fight in Tampa Bay history coming up by the end of the year, and it is Warren Sapp fighting Chidi Ahanotu. So this is going to be – well, we're Warren wants to do MMA, and Chidi wants no part of MMA. So we're talking to David Feldman. We're talking to Damon Feldman. We're talking to Triller. We're talking to a bunch of people. These two guys don't like each other. And there's some bad blood from 20-some years ago in a locker room, all stemming from a text, a tweet, and my phone call to Warren. So this could be interesting. So I'm saying that could be the biggest of all time. But a lot of people, are very interested in him because of your name, because of Gian, and you're going to the UFC. And, so I'm excited about it,
I'm excited. I've been waiting for this fight. Yes, it is overdue, but at the same time, let's see what happens.
And I love the fact that this is the third BKFC fight here. Tampa's becoming a fight city, and then you have places like ATT that are putting out family environment, like a camp that actually treat their fighters like family, and that's showing, time and time again.
They keep their they treat their judges like family too. Just saying.
You got to stick around to the last fight though.
Do I?
Don't you take off before you turn in your card and you're out the arena?
That's not me taking a fight off. Yes, I am the quickest. You ask any referee that refs a world class fight league event. I am the quickest in giving my thing. You have to know as soon as that round is over. If you have to think about what you just saw, then to me, you're not judging properly. So, I know, and I know you know this, Ralph, that as soon as ding, ding, round is over, my card is in. And yes, I have once I don't know if I should tell the promoter and owner of World Class this. I knew who I thought won the fight. So I turned the card in and it was a decision, right? So I'm already in my car. I'm on the Howard Franklin driving home when I called Devin and said, okay, who won the fight? You know, because the fight was over.
Right.
It's not like they're going to call you back and say, you know, we're going to a fifth round.
Right.
You know, it's either a win, a loss, or a draw. So you've got to know. And there have been judges, not at World Class, but, you know, I've done some fights before where I'm like, will you turn your card in? How long does it take for you to put a,
like, you know, what do you have to recalculate?
Right.
Like, where are you moving numbers and like?
Are you thinking, what did he do round one and what did you do round two before you could turn in round three? And it bothers me. And I love judging.
And we know that there's a lot of bad judges. So the best advice we can do for you is to make sure you don't put it in the judge's hands and finish that fight without a judge's decision.
I hate comments that have been said about judges, you know, home field, home court, even though the judges are flown in from outside. But you're right. You don't want to ever, because just because of what you think you're doing or what Ralph thinks he's seeing, judge may not see that. You know, and bare knuckle is obviously different than MMA. And, you know, in MMA, you're looking at different things, and which is one of the things I don't like.
Yep.
Well, hell, we, in the last BKFC fight, we had referees that didn't give standing eight counts, that treated it like an MMA fight, called the fight before letting the count.
Well, look what happened to Melvin.
Yeah.
You know, with you know, so you're right. It's still my biggest thing, and I don't remember the commissioner who gave me crap, and he's like, you know, you always talk about judges. You always, if you think you can do it, do it. And that's why I started doing it. My thing is, it's a shame for any fighter, whether I like them or not, which is immaterial. You know, I've always said I could judge my wife fighting my mom. I don't care. If I'm judging, I want the right person. But what bothers me is when a judge or a referee is learning on the job and it's costing Melvin a fight or it's costing you a fight because they don't know what to do. You know, that just happened in Fort Lauderdale. You know, when that whole disaster with, was it an eye poke, was it not an eye poke, and you know, then they gave them time and then they stopped the, you've got to know, you know, and if you don't know, it's bad for fighters. So that, absolutely. As always, Abby, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics, and enjoy that. And more importantly, enjoy Saturday night.
Thank you guys. I'm happy to give you guys a show.
And even more important than that, I'm waiting for my cheesesteak. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll get that.
Normally, I don't, you know, follow up, but with it's you and it's a cheesesteak, yeah, I'm going to follow up.
No, definitely.
Awesome.
I get it. I'm going to get you.
Good stuff. I appreciate it.
Uber it to you.
Hey, whatever. I'll send Steve. He can pick it up and drop it off. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from BKFC. What number? 19?
19.
19 press conference. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Juice Newton, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Michael Clayton from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the end of the press conference. There is Bret Hart facing off, doing her face off as a newly married woman.
Yep.
Waiting to see if there's any bad. Yeah, look at that. There does appear to be a little bit of bad blood over there. And then we'll have the face off with Paige Van Zandt. And it'll all be good.
Yeah. We're going to start knuckle up and Friday night, as they call it. Knuckle up, toe the thing.
Knuckle up, toe the line, all that. Here comes that.
Everybody's pretty civil. There's no, it's like, everyone's having a good time up there. There's no leg kicks from Conor McGregor.
And then you break your leg.
How do you feel about Conor McGregor's excuses saying that the UFC knew had a fracture in his ankle and they let him fight anyway, throwing your boy, Dr. Jeff Davison, under the bus?
Well, first and foremost, I hope I'm going to be able to hear the station, because we have our next interview coming up momentarily. So my fingers are crossed, you know, that everything will go well with that. And back to your comment, I say BS on that. There is no way that they knew. There is no way that Dr. Davidson, who happens to be a friend of mine, would
jeopardize his reputation, the integrity of his name,
exactly,
to allow a fighter to fight under those pretenses. He stopped the Max Holloway from a weight cut that was dangerous in the Brooklyn fight. Tony Ferguson's a good fight because of his knee. And it goes on and on and on. High guys, top level guys.
He's going to jeopardize his license. And then for him to sit there with a broken leg and say the things that he said. And, you know, I get you're promoting, I get you're pushing, I get you're doing what you're doing, but, you know, enough already.
He's kind of come back. Does he come
of course
back
he comes
back.
And
he fights again?
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
He's going to recover well on his new Lamborghini yacht, 63-foot 2.6 million pounds or $3 million.
He made 20 plus million dollars, you know, which probably isn't a lot of money to him,
right?
You know, at this point, you know, but yeah, I do think that he still comes back. I think that he still does fight. Unfortunately, I think he still makes the kind of money that he made. I think, unfortunately, that there's people that want to see him fight.
Do you think that he's gonna? Do you think he's gonna come back and fight? Do you think he would ever fight a bare knuckle promotion? Like, do you think he would, like? At what point do you change or transition from MMA? Like maybe after a severe leg injury, where now you have to worry about kicks with Chris Weidman, Anderson Silva. We saw Anderson Silva had a great boxing match. And came out and still prolonging his career.
Yeah.
By just doing one discipline.
I believe he's fighting Paul now.
Yeah.
But they're going to put one of the Pauls.
I
don't know the difference.
You know, we have YouTubers here. We have Blueface up about to square off. It's a face off with Blueface.
I want to see Fish Face fight.
Fish Fry?
No, Fish Face.
Maybe we should have a Fish Fry or Blue Face.
You know, I know David Feldman's my guy. I'm not big on this. I'm not big on the circus act. Hopefully, they come and fight. Hopefully, that they're, you know, because let's be honest, there's been some fighters in all, you know, promotions that have put on stinkers.
Sure.
By the way, I saw, you know, I'm in a bunch of these Facebook chat pages or whatever, and I'm in a couple Rocky Balboa ones.
Okay.
So a guy was going to one of these Comic Cons in Houston, and Apollo Creed was there, Carl Weathers, who, you know, Apollo Creed was also in The Heat of the Night, I believe. He was also in, Waterboy? Happy Gilmore. He was in Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
He was Chubbs. You know, it's where he lost his hand to the alligator.
Is he the dad of Family Matters?
I don't know. I've never seen
Family
Matters. No. So stop being stupid. So I see on this thing that a guy is going to one of these Comic-Cons and Carl Weathers is there. And, you know, I don't collect a ton of autographs. And, you know, I'm a big Rocky Balboa. And I thought about it. And I'm like, nah, you know. So then he posted a photo. So he got a bunch of stuff signed. People sent him the money. Obviously, he upcharged and he made some money. And he put on there, Carl Weathers signed it. Carl Weathers, be a thinker. Don't be a stinker. Which he said it in Rocky. So I'm like, damn. I like that.
Okay.
I might have to go. Carl is doing some stuff up on in the Northeast, and I'm thinking, maybe I'll make a phone call, maybe I'll make a plane ride up,
okay,
and maybe I'll do a radio show from Comic-Con, and maybe I'll get Carl Weathers on the show.
Well, if you don't feel like traveling on a plane ride, you might be able to stay local and join Martin Cove as he brings his film set to Tampa Bay. And
there are positions available for me.
For us?
No, for me. And I did stress that I'm only interested if it's me.
It's
single.
Randy Harris.
Solo.
Knockout Radio. You've had opportunities to be in movies before.
Yeah,
as yourself.
Yeah.
And in video games. You actually, aren't you in the next video game?
I talked to Dave Hungman about there's some talks to that. I have been in a couple episodes of Sequest. I have been in a couple things. I was supposed to be a reporter, and I don't remember what happened to that. Either it didn't get done, or they lost my phone number or something. But I've talked to Jim Fitzpatrick, you know, about doing a few things. Jim is a local guy. He was on All My Children. He was the original Tarzan at Busch Gardens. And Jimmy just had a movie come out. And we'll see. Time will tell.
Nice.
I don't know.
We got the TikToker, YouTubers getting ready to go do some sparring. Some shadow boxing, if you will.
Is that where you throw punches in the dark?
With your eyes closed.
Your eyes closed. Yeah.
There's not really an opponent. You're just fighting your own demons.
Seriously, are you interested in TikTok and hip-hop?
I mean, a fight's a fight.
Kick up. Yeah, we're good.
I mean, a fight is a fight. I mean, like, do you really care? Like, look,
no, I don't.
Because, look, like Chris Lytle said, at the top of the game, the guys who are the most skilled, they're so afraid to make a mistake. Go back to Yoel Romero versus Adesanya. That was the most boring title fight of all time. Nobody even threw a punch. they were so afraid of making a mistake and losing the title or losing the opportunity to become the champion that they were so cautious they didn't fight. So he might get the fight of the night out of two YouTubers.
Fish Face and Kit Kat.
But Twinkie, or my fight name will be Twinkie.
Well, you are a Twinkie. Yeah, I'd like Kit Kat. I want Kit Kat to fight Reese's. I think, or left Twix to fight right Twix.
Shout out Matt Coombs, like the greatest videographer on the planet. Traveled all the way up to the BKFC Hall of Fame induction ceremonies in Belfast, New York. Now he's been traveling with the BKFC all over the country, getting footage, like doing the fighter, training and the recruiting camp where anybody can fulfill their dream of stepping inside the squared circle.
So do it.
You know what? I will. Somebody give me some gloves.
No, I want you to fight a bare knuckle.
I want you. With Lytle?
No, with blue face or green face.
No. He's already got a fight. How about I fight you? My bare knuckle right now. We got a videographer. We'll make it go viral.
I'm not.
You can do it for the Navy. I'll do it for the Cub Scouts.
Yeah, you'll do it for the Girl Scouts. You'll do it for the Brownies.
I'll do it for some Thin Mints. Yep. I'll fight Chris Lytle for a box of Thin Mints.
I've never had a Thin Mint.
Blasphemy.
All right, let's go hit a quick break, and then we're going to have a guest coming to you live from BKFC 18, 19, and 20. We'll be right back.
All of times have come.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring?
StaffZone is, as the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, folks, John Madden here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. I mean, I love this guy.
All right, we're back coming to you live from the ending of BKFC 46.
Press conference over, but we got open tryouts.
It's not open tryouts. They're going to go, throw some gloves, some mitts.
Fair enough. You can have gloves. Fair enough.
In training, you do. Right? Let's welcome Taylor Starling, who fights on Friday. Yeah, you train with gloves, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. I've always made fun. A lot of fighters know me, longest running MMA, blah, 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 blah. How many times are you asked, so what kind of gloves do you fight bare knuckle in? Right? It happens all the time, right?
They're like, oh, there's got to be at least something there. And I'm like, no, there's really not. They wrap our hands. Drop our hands as tape. Lower knuckles on the knuckle are tape. They're bare knuckles. They're bare knuckles.
Now, they changed that rule for this fight, right? Isn't it optional to have the sleeve or not have a sleeve?
I think so. I haven't really, looked at it. I heard it from the boss man himself, but, yeah, I would still wrap my wrist just to keep my wrist all tight. I don't want to break my wrist. But you really are better knuckles than that.
All right, so you're sitting in your living room or you're sitting at the ice cream shop or wherever. What all of a sudden lightning strikes and you're like, I want to fight bare knuckle?
Oh, man, I've been aggressive since I was in the water. I fight bare knuckle since I came out the womb. I was super aggressive and I tried to do all the different disciplines, kickboxing, MMA boxing. And I love it all. Boxing is my favorite, but it's really hard to make it so boxing. And I'm a little bit more aggressive than
all right, so if a big name Tampa Bay athlete wants to fight somebody and he's trying to decide MMA, bare knuckle, or boxing, and I know he's probably listening right now, what would you tell this guy to bring him to bare knuckle and have this vendetta settled in the squared circle? Warren will be there on Friday, so hopefully we can get that done.
Okay, yeah. It's just where, I think that bare knuckle really separates the
Talk is cheap.
Yeah, talk is cheap. A lot of people say they don't want to do it, but they are about that life. But so you get in there and get to the place where bare knuckle. That's what I believe.
Right. Well, that's the old Mike Tyson. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. So. Right. Which I can't get people to understand that bare knuckle is safer. Everybody thinks just because it bleeds, that it's so dangerous. But, I was a big push in MMA and why MMA is so much safer than boxing. So just common sense, if an MMA glove is safer than a boxing glove, no glove is going to be safer than a 4-ounce glove.
The reasoning behind that is because a boxing glove, an MMA glove, any kind of glove on your hand, that you can hit someone as hard as you want. You can't, your hands aren't hurting from that. Your hands are safe. They're protected. So you can hit somebody as hard as you want and hit them harder than you possibly can bare knuckle. Bare knuckle, it only allows you to punish somebody so hard without hurting yourself. That makes sense.
Sure, sure.
So you can hit somebody really hard, but only so much and so long before your hands start hurting or you injure yourself. So you really got to take some of the heat off, so to speak, hitting bare knuckle and pick your shots. You can't just go in there and hit as hard as you can the entire fight.
What's going through your mind in the middle of a fight? Are you thinking, are you clear and you're not thinking about anything? Are you watching the guy eating popcorn in the front row? What are you doing?
I get complete television. I forgot we were on the radio. I was probably cussed a couple times. But all I'm thinking is, man, tunnel vision. I'm trying to make sure that my head is clear as possible. Trying to just go off of whatever they throw at me. Just really focus on the traffic. I don't think about anything else. I want some water. can't wait to sit down for a second. I don't know what, like, I was talking to him. And I was just like, you know, when you're in a fight, you're not going to feel like you're winning or losing. And it's just kind of
So you mean when the fighter sticks his hand up and he knows he lost, he's still trying to get the win?
Yes.
You know, I love when you lost, you know, 50-43, yet you got your hands up, you know, like you're winning. What is the funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight?
Nothing really strange for me. I throw up.
That's pretty strange. Did you, like, kind of jump out of the way to make sure you don't? That's good.
Other than that, I feel like it's kind of hard to, like,
you know what I've found, and I've been involved with BKFC since the original, since the Wyoming one. If you go to a UFC, you hear every Cobra Kai scream. You know, you hear sweep the leg and get them up, but you don't hear that at a bare knuckle event. What's the one thing that you have heard, you know, that you've noticed that at a BKFC event?
So this week, Sports Illustrated featured three women on the cover. Tennis star, Osaka, the rapper, Megan Thee Stallion, and then the transgender female. You know, as a female fighter, like, what's your stance on men who are transitioning to female sports?
That it's fair.
I'm with you. I don't see both sides.
I'm not trying to convince anybody about my saying that. It's just fact. Men are genetically
built differently.
Sure.
I mean, if someone
picked
a fight
for me
and then I find out they're a man, like,
of course
I'm
going to be upset. But at the same token, you got Amanda Nunes, and she could be the greatest 135 and 45 pounder on the planet of any gender.
Absolutely.
And Randy just got his passport last week, and he selected other. For the record.
First of all, I said I'm going to do that. Just out of principle. I think it's so stupid, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's hot.
Well, you know, and I identify as never mind. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to get caught. I agree with you. Tell us about your opponent.
Cassie Rock, she's really cool. I've known her for a really long time. Doesn't do the fight game and, like, knows each other through that kind of thing. She's super nice. There's nothing bad I can say about her. She's tough as nails. I think a lot of people don't give her credit where her credit is due. But, you know. Sorry.
That's all right. No, it's okay.
That's Hall Senior.
Yes.
Hall Tuttle.
No.
Friend of the show.
I think she's really tough. I think she's going to be a lot tougher than
you. You know, I appreciate that because, again, I've been involved in MMA since the beginning.
Yeah.
UFC 1 is the first one I covered. UFC 11 is the first one I physically went to. That's back when there was sportsmanship. You know, back when, you know, you could shake it. You know, you could go out to eat the night before and then fight, and it's kind of gotten away from that. So I appreciate, as a an older person, you know, that philosophy that you can, you know, be professional.
Yeah, it's just, to me, at the end of the day, when you fight, you're gonna have to fight regardless or not. Like, it's gonna happen. There's no point. I feel like I'm more upset and angry if you fight somebody. It makes it a lot harder for me.
I fought my brother when I was 19. I still dislike him. And that's true. Is that not true?
Right.
So, obviously, the fight is the most important thing for you on Friday. But the most important thing for me is, what's a great food spot in Charlotte that I can go check out next time I'm there?
The minute they have, oh my God, there's so many places.
I eat a lot, so you can think about it. I'll give you my email and you can shoot me because, you know, we go up there
like
a lot.
Donuts. So, if you like sweets, there's a donut spot called Duck Donuts. That's like what I'm looking forward to most. I'm all about sweets and desserts. I love doing this steak though, but desserts are where it's at.
Good stuff. What can the fans expect to see when you get in the squared circle and toe the line on Friday?
This is an absolute war. I go in there and fight with my heart and soul. I go in there to kill. So that's really all I can say. Don't believe me.
Don't blame. I'm looking forward to it. Taylor, thank you very much. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics for coming on. I appreciate it. Have fun on Friday. All right. So closing couple minutes here.
Yeah.
And what we got 5-6 minutes left.
Leon Wilson in the building. My buddy, my
friend. See, I was going to say grab a headset and sit down, but if he's your buddy, I don't want it.
That's my boy, man. Get a headset.
You know.
The boss is walking around the crowd. Got all
here. I'm just like.
The OCC chopper, baby.
I've never seen it.
They relocated the headquarters to Pinello Park. Coming all the way from New York. They're from Montgomery, New York. Orange County.
All right, tell me that you really don't like Matt and you're welcome to be on the show.
Hey, I hate Matt.
Good.
I just wanted to be on the show because I love you guys.
What do you hate, Matt? What do you do every Wednesday from 2 to 4? I want to replace him. I want to get rid of him.
I'm unreplaceable.
I need a new co-host. You want to take his place?
Absolutely. He's in training camp. He ain't got time. He's talking on the radio. You got to get back in shape.
Give everybody your and I know it can't be quick, but, you know, your background a little bit. Well, other than the bling.
Well, I started boxing at the age.
I like your Clearwater Thresher hat.
Thank you. Gotta represent.
Oh, there you go.
I started boxing at the age of 6 years old. I started competing at 8. Turned pro at 17. I lost in the Olympic trials in 2004, but I was able to go to the Olympics as an alternate. So that was a great experience for me. First titles I won was NABO, NABL. As a pro, then I won the WBA, IBF, WBO. To this day, I want to fight for the WBC, but I know they're going to try to keep it going.
Politics.
And I actually come from the old school style. You know, I'm going to try to run through something. It's just, you know, I'm happy that I was able to go learn about the sport.
As a boxer, and we only have a couple minutes left, so I want to make sure that we get a couple real questions into you. As a boxer, how does the boxing help in bare knuckle? You know, a lot of times people think it's a street fight, which it's not. So how does the boxing aspect help?
It helps because you can see the punches better, you know, but it's hard fighting the bare knuckle fighting because punches are coming from so many different angles. But boxing helps because it helps you move, it helps you be able to get the punches, real punches. But I believe it's the hardest sport in boxing.
Really?
It's a glove, but it helps you block. So, fair enough, it's hard to block. You hit the fish, you know. It's a tough sport.
You know, I've tried to get people to understand, and, you know, I was the big pushing MMA over boxing, you know, the safety of it. But nobody seems to understand that bare knuckle is safer than boxing because of no glove. It's more graphic, you know, the bloodiness, which I'm not really a fan of, but it's part of the sport. But I would rather be bloody and okay than the boxing glove and not.
Well, I wouldn't say that bare knuckle is safer.
Really?
No, I wouldn't, for the simple fact of you're getting hit with bare knuckle bone in the face.
Right.
You know, so a glove really actually protects your hand and protects you from the face. But in bare knuckle, if you look at all the fighters versus boxers, you can have two boxers come out of a fight with no nothing.
Right, right.
Bare knuckle, somebody's coming out with cuts.
Right, but the difference, and again, I don't want to get on your bad side, the difference is, and at least from everything I've been told, bare knuckle, you're going to have the facial cuts. Boxing, you're going to have the inner injuries that you're not aware of. Right, that's what
that's
I'm talking
about. But in boxing, boxers know how to use their weight to punch you, so the punches are harder.
Right.
But bare knuckle, like I say, it's like getting hit with a razor. Because you got bare knuckle. Every punch is going to cut something. You're correct when it comes to boxing because boxers, they sit down the punches and they know when they hit the kidney. It's just they know what to punch.
All right, so knucklehead on my left has put all you guys through the G5, the Z9 and all that stuff.
Tell him about it.
Hold on. This is what I want to know, and I'm with you on the Q7. I want to know, have you put him through one of yours, and how long into it, if you did he puke? Was it 30 seconds?
I haven't.
Because he won't do it.
No, it's not that. It's just we are both so busy when we're with each other. We're trying to help other people get in shape.
He is covering for you. He is your guy.
We if I can't, we go through the same fight camp.
But don't worry. Don't worry. I got him. I'm going to get him in phenomenal shape. And we're going to be sparring each other.
I'm fighting Chris Lyon. You heard it here.
You're not fighting. He's not. He's not.
Whoa.
At 185. Whoa. 185.
168.
Before we only have a minute left, but give me your thoughts, or should you not comment if you're going to help me and judge the Warren Sapp Chidihonovic fight? I know this is a buzz, but what have you heard about it so far?
I really haven't heard much, but I don't think that would be a good idea for Warren Sapp to take that fight unless he's really in shape. But because he's an athlete, that gives him that much of an edge to help him. I'm going to have to go against him.
I'll let you tell him that on Friday.
I will. I definitely will.
Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him.
I will tell him.
Don't hurt him. It will be interesting. Well, I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'm going to hook you up with some 8-Man Strong gear for coming on, as I always do.
Yes, sir.
I want you to abuse him in the gym.
Definitely.
I got to win. I ain't going into the exhibition, did
he? All right. We are out of time. I want to thank all of our guests. I want to thank our sponsors and our fans. We'll be back next week. Same bad time, same great station. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Stab Song. See everybody next week.
Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.